Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
I'm at the nail salon.
What?
I'm at the grocery store.
What?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
I know we had two games last week, but today is really the official start of the Major League Baseball season, and it is an honor right now to bring in one of the greatest pitchers the game has ever seen. He is the Hall of Famer in Greg Maddux, and of course, Greg is a part of the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic. For more information, invitedcelebrityclassic.com. They have 78 PGA Tour champions plus 40 celebrities. It will take place towards the middle of April, April 19th to the 21st in Texas. You can watch it on the Golf Channel all 3 days. Tickets are free, by the way, if you want to go. Just make sure you visit invitedcelebrityclassic.com for more information. Greg, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
I've been doing good. Yeah, it's been a good week for us. We just had our first grandkid last week. And
congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So spending time with the little fella, and I'm going to enjoy opening day. I guess it's all starting up right about now. I know Baltimore started earlier, but looking forward to putting on the Dodger game this afternoon and then maybe the Rangers after that.
Are you already training the grandchild to become a pitcher?
No, not at all. Not at all. He's just laying there. He's not doing much yet, but he's healthy. The mama's good, so it's all good right now.
It's the best news to hear. Let me start you off with the golf game. I know you're going to be a part of this Celebrity Classic, the third annual. How's your golf game been, and what are you trying to look to put on display coming up in a few weeks?
Well, I'm just looking to have fun. I mean, Las Colinas is a great golf course. It's fun to play. And, you know, it's fantasy golf for us. We get a chance to play with the golfers we watched in the clubhouse back in the 90s. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, go out, have a good time, and enjoy watching these guys, you know, the best players in the world, do their thing.
Smoltz is a great golfer from everything that we've heard. Smoltz, Glavin, and yourself, how do we rank them 1 to 3 in terms of golfing abilities?
Well, obviously Smoltz's, you know, he's the one given shot, so he's obviously better than us. And me and Glav play about even. You know, we'll see how it goes. It's should be a lot of fun. It's going to be nice to reconnect with those guys and talk golf and talk some baseball.
Why so many people love baseball, obviously, is because we all grew up with it. You know, for sports, it was my first true love. You got to live out that dream and do so at the highest level ever with such great success. I'm just wondering, though, with how many opening day starts that you had, what were those emotions like? And did it kind of just bring you back to maybe some of the younger days that of you just thinking about maybe one day living out this dream whenever you got the honor of getting the ball on opening day?
Yeah, opening day is a lot like a postseason game. You know, there's that added anticipation, extra butterflies, all that stuff. You know, I know being out of the game now for, you know, 10, 15 years, you see opening day and it kind of makes you wish you were still playing at times. But, you know, it's a very special day. And when you get that opening day nod, it's a tremendous compliment, especially when, you know, you're pitching with Glavin and Smoltz, guys right next to you. And, you know, you just hope to get that first win out of the way.
We know a few years ago, the Braves won a World Series championship. The last 2 years, Philadelphia has got the best of them in the postseason. Just what are kind of your thoughts on this Braves team headed into the season?
Well, I mean, they're loaded and ready to go again. So I'm looking forward to watching them compete, and hopefully they'll, pull through again at the end of the season. I think they're going to be one of the teams to beat when, the time comes in, October.
Do you give the edge to them or Philadelphia right now? Because that's it's a fun 1-2 race there.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to guess right now. I think you got to wait and see about a month before to see, like, all the extra moves that are made and which players are healthy, which guys are having good years. And, right now, I think all the teams are just concerned with getting off to a good April, having a good April, and, trying to build some momentum for the summer.
Obviously with the resume that you have, and when you had to go into a new clubhouse with a team with expectations, like you look at a Corbin Burnes who had so much success in Milwaukee and now is going to an Orioles team where the expectation is to win the World Series. But what is that like kind of acclimating yourself to a new life and a new clubhouse?
Well, hopefully his teammates are taking care of that for him. If your teammates will welcome you and accept you, it makes life a lot easier. So I think, first you have to earn the respect of your teammates. And, it does take a little time to settle in. I think most free agents, when they change teams, it takes them a month or two before they're settled in. And, hopefully the transition will go well for him.
Talking to the Hall of Famer Greg Maddux right now, the biggest story as the season does start is what happened last week and what we found out about Shohei Ohtani. Following it, just what was kind of your whole reaction with his translator, Ipe, and then all the speculation about what Shohei involvement was or was not?
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I'm still kind of waiting for some more info to come out right now. I think we only know bits and pieces of it. I think it's I'm going to wait till I hear more of the story before, I actually have an opinion on it. I don't know a lot what's going on right now. I just, you hear news clips here and there about it, but it'll be interesting to see what happens down the road.
Yeah, you have this issue in Major League Baseball. We've seen another issue pop up in the NBA recently. I know that you grew up in Las Vegas. Just what is kind of your thoughts on navigating this gambling landscape where, as a baseball player, you can't gamble on baseball, but I'm sure there's a lot of people behind the scenes getting your ears and telling these former players to do things.
I know when I was playing, you just got asked certain questions. Hey, which way is the wind blowing at Wrigley and stuff like that. But, I think it was made very clear as a young player that you don't bet on the game. They read you the rule in spring training. They come and read it to you again at the All-Star break. And I've probably heard it 40 times. And, there's a lot of things you can do in baseball, and you'll get a second chance. But the one thing you don't get a second chance is gambling on the game.
I'm just curious, when we're talking about the Dodgers right now with Greg Maddux, when we get to them on the field, they are on a baseball diamond with Freeman and Betts, and now you got Ohtani. They're just an all-star team. You've been on a few of these all-star teams that are on one team when you were with the Atlanta Braves. Just how about that pressure, knowing that everyone's going to judge your season as either a success or failure based on if you're holding up that commissioner's trophy at the end of the season?
Well, it's a good problem to have. I mean, you'd much rather be on that team than all the other teams. I think as a player, you welcome the expectations. I think I know in Atlanta, all the years we were there, that pretty much everybody on the team expected to win the World Series. That was something that we all tried to win together, and it's a very good problem to have. The expectations are just what they are. I think you leave them outside the clubhouse and you do what you can to become the best player you can be.
Is there anything you could do as a player, outside of just winning to kind of alleviate that mental grind? Because no one's really going to praise the Dodgers this year for anything they do in the regular season, because it's all about the buildup to get into October and then seeing them try to really start their season when that postseason journey does commence.
Well, I'm sure the players know better. I think Doc will have them under control. And, it's all about enjoying the season, enjoying the game, playing hard, trying to get better, trying to improve. And hopefully you win enough along the way. And, if the team's good enough, they're going to do that. And, you really don't worry a whole lot about October, especially today. I think you're just – I mean, obviously it sounds stupid, but you really do take it one pitch at a time, one day at a time, and hopefully you put yourself in position to have a good run in the postseason.
Who are some of the pitchers, just wondering, nowadays that you really take a liking to and that you really enjoy watching them pitch on the mound?
Well, you know, my brother's a pitching coach in Texas, so I kind of follow the Rangers probably more than any other team. And you know, I'm looking forward to watching Eovaldi pitch tonight. You know, I think I was fortunate enough to go to spring training with them last year and got to know some of those guys a little bit. And you know, kind of pull for, you know, my brother and his staff probably more so than anybody. So I'll be keeping a close eye. I need to catch up. I'm kind of behind the eight ball a little bit with the grandkid and everything. I haven't followed a lot of baseball in the last month, and I'm going to do some catching up here in April.
Seeing that team win a World Series last year, just what kind of emotion did it elicit from you? Just wondering.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I felt like I won the World Series again. You know, I think having been a very tiny part of it in spring training and watching all the years my brother spent in the game, and you know, for him to finally get that ring was pretty special.
And Bochy is just insane as a manager. Everywhere this guy goes, he wins. It's crazy.
He's legit. I mean, he's got some kind of recipe that all the other managers wish they had. And you know, it's just something about his demeanor, his knowledge of the game, and how he communicates well with his players, and they always seem to win. You know, there always seems to be the six, seven, or eight hitters that seem to be outplaying the other team, six, seven, and eight hitters. You know, it's just all the little things add up, and he's very good at it.
Last thing I'll ask you, there's a lot of excitement with the Yankees. I know Gerrit Cole's hurt to start out the season, but you got Judge and Juan Soto in the same lineup. Just how would you kind of approach that 1-2 punch that the Yankees have with two great hitters in Judge and Soto?
I mean, that's a tough one. You know, you got to pick your matchups and hopefully you get the other seven guys out, that's for sure. But you know, the game will dictate how you go about that at times, you know, the situations of the innings guys on or whatnot, you know, however it's going to play out. But that's definitely a 1-2 punch that's going to do a lot of damage this year.
And before we let you run, just tell me what we got cooking here with the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic. For more information, invitedcelebrityclassic.com.
Yeah, again, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's fantasy golf for us. Las Colinas is a great golf course, and you know, I look forward to seeing all the guys that I looked up to on the golf course back in the 90s.
Last thing, actually, just one more for Greg Maddux. How do you think you would have adapted to the pitch clock, and just what were your thoughts of seeing the pitch clock play on out last season?
I would have loved it. I think it's more of the hitter's clock than the pitcher's clock, you know, because it forces them to get in the box and hit. You know, you don't see the stepping out like you had back in our day, and you know, the extra 30 seconds to the walk-up song and all that stuff. I think it would have been great. I would have loved it.
And it provides less thinking. Like, is that actually good for a pitcher to think less?
No, you don't have to think less. I think if you understand the count and the situation and the hitter and you do your homework properly, your pitch selection comes pretty quick.
Well, Greg, we appreciate it once again. Congratulations to your family. We look forward to seeing you play coming up in April. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/grow.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up. Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.